Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Safety. So they're not, you know, they're not above it, John, in the sense that, you know, some of these decisions they've made, we realize, you know, financially motivated in a lot of these. Well, they'll pick the dollar over right in some of these situations, okay?
Yep.
Now, I'm sitting up here saying, too, when you apply that to the bubble right now, look, I'm wanting sports as much as anyone. But we understand too the way the NBA right now with the CBA, the way it operates, that thing crumbles in terms of what it looks like next year if you don't play at all. So, what all that said, we get it. We get why it's going on. Hope it's going to be as safe as possible. But back to this thing, Woj will be in that bubble before you know it, and they'll be breaking stories. But I suspect he ain't the only one that wants to tell that senator F you.
Yeah.
So I guess when they canceled that show, he stopped getting that money. Do you cancel that part of his deal?
Yeah.
To do the show in China that you said he was getting paid off of.
Does
that money end? You know, I guess the F, some of it.
I'm assuming some of that could be selfish in the sense of his
pockets.
So what happened there is.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that of his show in China.
Yeah, I'm always happy to you know sort of keep you up to date with Woj's employment.
How many checks he get?
He actually got paid by Tencent in partnership with ESPN.
Okay.
Yeah. So like ESPN and Tencent worked it out because listen.
So that ended.
Well, here's what is at the heart of all of this is money. ESPN knows, the NBA knows that there are so many NBA fans in China, and we know what the population is in China. We know what the advertising and the money, and we know what the situation is over there. And so that's why everybody's walking on eggshells, because they don't want to lose. They almost did. Daryl Morey almost cost them, you know, their partnership with the NBA, their partnership with China. You know, they're trying to expand and get more fans and, you know, have that revenue stream, which as a business, I get it. Like, I understand it, but you also have to
with the devil and that.
Well, you know, I was going to say, you have to know who you're in bed with. Like, you have to understand, like, there are human rights issues here at stake. So, you know, it's a hell of a dilemma to have, you know.
It is, because you're so invested, and they're so invested in you.
And I think that's why
you've gone so far down that road now.
Right. That's why ESPN's in bed with the NBA, and the NBA's in bed with China. You know, and so the NBA, the ESPN, and China are bedfellows, like in a weird, strange way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why they just decided, you know what, you're suspended. You don't need to be acting like this. You don't need to react like this. You know, you represent our company. We know this is a fraud issue anyway. Like, so.
Well, and then they got them on company emails. So there's the way you get them. If it'd been personal email, it's a completely different situation.
Yeah.
In terms of what you can get them on. Anyway, like I said, yes, it's money. John, it's all money,
yep.
And that's why the ESPN doesn't want to go down that road talking about China, because so much obviously is invested.
Yeah, so
both ways, China and them, and them and China.
Anyway, we'll come back. Kevin Blackstone, looking forward to talking to him at 1:25. We'll get his thoughts on what's happening in Washington. Dan Snyder and Ron Rivera apparently is involved in
this.
They
act like he's right at the forefront of it.
Well, I actually hate that because I don't think he asked for that. And I think that they've sort of dragged him into it and sort of put it on the burden on him. He's just the coach who's standing up for what he believes is right. That doesn't mean he needs to be involved with the name change, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's asking a lot of Ron Rivera. But we'll talk to Kevin Blackstone about all that and more at 1:25. Stick around, Jason and John, 97.5 ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at mycityrides.org.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's some good news. Buster's Liquors and Wines is open at Poplar and Highland. Not just open for curbside pickup, but open for walk-in business. Go to busterslickers.com for store info and protocol, hours, and days of operation and delivery service info, too. That place is clean as a whistle. Come on in and take a stroll. Experience why Buster's boasts the largest selection of fine beers, wines, bourbons, great spirits from Tennessee, and the friendliest, most knowledgeable staff. Open for walk-in business now. Buster's Liquors and Wines.
Jeff Calkins here with some great news. We're all in need of great news, right? There's a shortage of that these days. So the great news is that right now, the O'Call semi-annual sale is in full swing. It's a tradition right up there with summer in Memphis. Nothing is going to stop your friends at O'Call from providing beautiful clothes at dramatically reduced prices. So get on over there today. You'll find savings throughout the store on men's and women's clothing, on knit shirts and sport shirts from Faraday and Peter Millar. O'Call has been selling so many gorgeous shirts this summer, they have a new shipment coming in every week. And for a limited time, if you buy one knit shirt, you can get a second knit shirt at half off. Or check out their five pocket pants. My five pocket pants from Peter Millar and Brax have quite literally changed my life. So take advantage of a tradition that people have waited for all year long. It is the O'Call semi-annual sale, and it's happening right now.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home. And make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
How you feel, brother? You feel good? Thanks so much, Bone Brother.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You're getting down. Look at him. We're going to have a funk good time. 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 Let's take him up, Fred.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. news in the NBA today is that Russell Westbrook has tested positive for coronavirus. Good news is, if there is any good news out of it, is that it was caught before he got down there. Caught the positive test before he got to Orlando. So that is exactly what the protocol is designed to do. And so that does give me great hope that, you know, maybe we can get a conclusion to this season. So that's the news in the NBA. But you and I were talking, Jason, off the air in between breaks, you know, as we see Myers Leonard doing shotguns, J.J. Redick's doing shotguns, Coors Light, Bud Light. It's been really kind of fun to watch this play out on Twitter. The account, by the way, is for those of you who just want to keep up with, you know, what's going on in the NBA while they're down there in the bubble, is NBA Bubble Life is the account. And they have 65,000 followers.
Already?
Yeah, bro. Like, they had, like, 30,000 when I followed them on. So I sent you that. I sent them to you. I texted you, and I said, you got to follow this account. And I think when I did that, they had, like, 30,000. And they've doubled that in 24 hours. And so
why didn't we come up with that?
I don't have time to keep up with everybody. You know, it is a pretty genius idea though. Just literally,
just kind of gathering everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like for right now, for example, Troy Daniels is playing cornhole. They have NBA cornhole boards and he's just out there playing cornhole.
You got a mask on?
Yes. Yes, he does. And he's outside. You know, they brought us the shotguns from J.J. Redick and Myers Leonard. A lot of these guys go fishing. Like, Luka caught he caught a huge bass. So did Paul George. Paul George also caught a huge bass. So, you know, I guess there's not, like, that many different things. Like, Hassan Whiteside's watching anime, Dragon Ball Z. There aren't that many things to do, I guess. You fish. You know, can play cornhole, whatever. But you were asking me.
You're a big cornhole guy, ain't you?
Oh, I love cornhole. Absolutely. It's a fun game. It's a very fun game.
Poker, cornhole.
Pork. Yeah. Poker, cornhole. Exactly. That's kind of a tongue twister there, Jason.
That's not much of a choice for you, is it?
Oh, no.
I think we know.
Oh, you're asking me to pick one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. All day. It's Texas Hold'em.
That's what we thought.
But you were asking me, what three things would you have to bring to the bubble? So let me ask you this. Does a phone's automatic, right?
Of course.
Okay, so a phone's automatic.
Everybody's going to have that already.
All right.
Your phone, your watch, all that. You're going to be having that already.
All right.
Already on your person.
So three things that I would bring to the bubble for 3 months. One, I got to have my PlayStation. Got to have the PlayStation. Cause,
big old kid.
Well, I mean, dude, I'm going to be locked
up. I'm messing around.
I'm going to be locked up. I mean, that's a pretty basic thing to bring, isn't it?
Oh, look, I mean, I'm back on it because my kid's on it now. And... look, I think most folks down, you know, what, 30 and on down,
yep.
35 probably and on down. I'm 40 something on down.
Yep.
You're gonna have a system with you anyway, just cause it's a time killer, and so that's one of the things you're gonna need. Most of those NBA guys, they play as themselves on the game. It's a no brainer. Almost I would imagine is as no brainer as having your phone for some of those guys. So I'm not gonna give you a hard time about having a game system down there.
Yeah, so I got to have...
Can't you watch your all your streaming
Netflix,
devices through it, too?
Everything.
Anyway? It becomes a useful item anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
that's... The old heads are like, what's he doing taking...
That's how I watched
the
boring-ass UFC fights this weekend.
Were they boring? I thought all I saw was, oh, great weekend for Dana.
Mm-mm. I mean, it was like just the I mean,
he sold a ton of fights.
I mean, I know he did, but, like, I was not entertained at all by the fights. Like, I love fights. Like, I do. I just was not very
Did they show
impressed.
Any more of Fight Island or no?
I didn't see
not,
it.
Not into, okay.
So, like.
I would have got more into that.
What I was confused by was, like, was that truly live? Was that true?
I didn't.
If that was live.
My assumption was that it was.
Well, that then.
It was Abu Dhabi, wasn't it? So
those fights happened at 4 o'clock in the morning, Abu Dhabi time. So those dudes were fighting each other at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Interesting.
How about that?
Then it leads me back to maybe it was taped. No?
It said live, though, on the thing.
It's okay, I didn't see it.
On the top right corner, it said live. I was like, really? They're getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and going?
That's interesting, yeah, to do it then.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible. It's like
then fans aren't part of it, so it could be.
A gargantuan sort of endeavor like this, I guess you would be willing to, you know, test your body to its
change
limits.
Your whole couple of days leading
yeah,
up
I
to
mean,
it up.
That's
well,
just,
how you do, you know, yeah. How you operate.
But,
okay, you
but
to,
yeah, so I got to have the PlayStation, bro. Because you got you know, there's a new game coming out, Ghost of Tsushima, that's coming out. So you got to get that. and you know, you got your 2K and your Madden.
Is that
so,
the samurai thing I've been seeing commercials for?
Hell yeah, that is. It looks dope, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It looks dope. Okay, so I got to have the PlayStation. I'm bringing out a poker set. That includes a poker table. That includes poker chips.
I gotta take
some money from people while I'm down there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, probably smart. There's a lot of money to be taken, though.
I gotta, because, you know.
Gambling.
Yeah.
What if you lose all the money?
Impossible. Won't happen. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not saying I'll never lose, but I will not lose all of it.
So you're saying take one of those, like a portable poker table?
Well, I mean.
Somebody sits as the dealer?
We ain't talking about logistics here. I can have, I'm an NBA player, dude. I can have somebody deliver the damn thing. You know, like.
No, yeah, that's fine.
You know, I don't have to, like, get it on the plane.
Just trying to envision what that looked like. Okay. You have it delivered.
Because I'm assuming they don't really have any in a surplus at Disney World. You know what I mean?
So that's two things.
I would have my PlayStation 3 or 4. I would have a poker table and then, you know, with cars and everything. And then, you know, what else do I really need, man? Like, to be honest. What else? I mean, you're giving me three, but
Mr. Big Stuff here. Well, I mean, two things.
Truly, what else do I need?
Than three.
You know, I mean, I got my TV.
You know, you'd have your raggedy Las Vegas Raiders garment of some sort. You wear five of them a day.
That's a done deal. You know, that's automatic. So you gave me
like
three.
Your phone.
I only need two, Jason.
That's pretty good.
Now, I want to know yours.
Nah, I mean, you know, I'd have an endless supply of Coke.
Dude, I think they'll take care of that. I think they'll take care of that at Disney.
Let me see.
You don't have to bring Coke down.
Need my pink moisturizer, which is a must.
What?
Especially through these times.
What the hell is that?
Pink moisturizer, fool. You put it in black folks' hair. It's universal. You can use it
pink
on any
moisturizer.
Any grade of black hair. Pink moisturizer is a must.
You put moisturizer in your hair, bro?
Yes.
You no.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yes, I do. Why wouldn't I put pink moisturizer in my hair?
What is it?
We discussed this. Grandmama tells you get pink moisturizer, you learn this early in life.
No.
Yes.
What does it do?
It keeps your hair moist. If you just put water in your hair like you do, if you put that in black hair, by the end of the day, at the end of your day, it's at Snowden Junior High, your hair was
hard. But you don't even, you always wear a hat. So I wouldn't know if your hair is dry or moist.
If you came to my house, you'd see a big bottle of it on my sink right next to the deodorant.
So what does dry black hair look like?
It's hard. And it for me, and I'm sure for a great many others, it dries up. Your scalp gets dry. It's not oiled up, John. That's when dandruff happens. You ever heard of what dandruff is?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know about that. That's a white and a black thing, isn't it?
Okay.
That's a every hair
thing.
Let me
ask you this.
So you keep it moisturized. You keep your scalp moisturized with some pink moisturizer. Big old bottle of it.
I'm going to ask you a very ignorant question.
Just be careful, man. Okay?
But I'm raising my hand to keep the ignorance.
Sometimes that angle, you can't plead ignorance if it's too foolish.
It's not that foolish. Do black people get head lice?
Do they get lice?
Yes.
I mean, I did down in Florida.
You got lice?
I don't know that it's still an issue. The little Chris ain't got lice. But it's something I think he's got to worry about. Absolutely, we still get lice.
Okay.
I told you, my mom didn't know what to do with it. She had us down in Florida in the front yard. But we got lice.
Okay. I've had lice.
Now, you think just because she was white, now all of a sudden I don't get lice? No.
Well, no, everybody. I just didn't know, like, if lice was, like, just a white hair thing. I had no idea.
Oh, no. You can get lice in a black
hair. I got it one time. I don't really remember that much. I mean, I remember having to do the whole 9 yards in the bathtub, but. You know, I don't really remember anything else.
My mom took me out in the yard. She didn't know what to do.
Nah, that's
why a woman with black hair didn't know what to
probably
do.
Probably better outside.
How
you
to
know?
Deal with it.
Like the virus.
100%.
You just go outside.
But pink moisturizer, John. You gotta have it with you. Now, some people would say, well, that's an obvious one. Jason, like the phone.
I don't think it's obvious.
You're already going
to
have that
it's
one.
It's not obvious to me. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things you could take.
Trying to school you on
who
that.
Are you trying to look good for, though? That's the thing. It's like.
What are you talking about? The whole thing's on television.
Yeah, dude. I mean, well, I guess you're right. Yeah, you're gonna be playing games. At
dude,
some
they
point.
Got five. Have you seen the barbers that were selected to be down? It's like a great honor to be one of the barbers selected to go down. Dude, guys aren't gonna be without their hair looking good down there.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because they're gonna be on television.
So far you've only brought.
You come out, you're gonna be looking dry and raggedy.
Far, all you brought is your moisturizer. That's all you.
Well,
brought
a lot. I mean, you didn't give me. I'm
Coke, you
talking about cases
you gonna
of
have,
Coke.
You gonna have it down there, bro. They got the soda down there. It's not like you have to
can
hoard
you really,
that.
Can you get both at Disney? Can you get both? Have you thought about that? Or is Disney just, has it got some deal with Pepsi where the entire campus is Pepsi? You know what I'm saying? Instead of Coke. Because I would have a problem with that if I got down there. Like some of these arenas, John. They've made a deal with Pepsi. They're a Pepsi arena. Okay, so you can't get a Coke there. I would hope that I can still get a Coke at Disney. You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, no,
some of them do deals. Some of them do deals just with the company itself.
Yeah.
Coke, moisturizer.
Now, what brand is the moisturizer? Like Johnson & Johnson, the folks that are going to give you that vaccine?
No, it's Luster's, fool.
Luster's?
Yes. Why you smile like
it's just hilarious that you just, you
look it up. Pink moisturizer.
Curl activator gel, bro?
No, not curl activator. I'm not talking about a curl, John. I'm not talking about a Jerry curl. I'm just talking about keeping your scalp moisturized. Now, I try to tell you about the other side. You got to be willing to listen.
Pink oil moisturizer?
Yes.
Oh, nice. You can get it on Amazon right now for $15.
Dude, you get a big...
I can have it to you Wednesday, July 15th, bro, if you need it.
And see, the thing that you don't know that I could really school you on is after you put that in your hair, get your scalp nice and moist, you're not going to have any issues with dandruff like you do all nasty. Take a little bit.
I use Head and Shoulders.
Take a little bit and rub it on your ashy knees, okay? And it will help you get through the day as well. You can put a little bit on your ashy knees and ankles.
I don't have to worry about that, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Don't
act like you can't get rusty over there and look a mess and that your skin can't get dry.
That is the one place we part, bro.
Some of that Luster's on your knees, your elbows, and those yellow toes you got might actually help cure that.
Let me tell you about Head and Shoulders. Head and Shoulders keeps me dandruff-free, so I don't have to use anything like Luster's. You know, I damn sure ain't got no ashy knees, all right? It's one of those things I don't have to worry about, thankfully. I do get warts. I do get warts. Do they prevent warts as well? Is there anything that this pink moisturizer cannot do?
Man, if you had been using pink moisturizer on your life, you wouldn't have had to get that wart removed.
That was a mole.
That mole wart would not have grown there, probably.
Yeah, was a mole.
It probably would have just crumpled up and fell right off.
Do you ever think about it? Do you ever find yourself wondering how it's doing? The mole that I had removed?
No, I don't. But I do find myself wondering how you still reach up there to feel it like the old days.
Uh-huh.
You still rub the area as if it's still there.
We're talking about
strange behavior.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was bubble behavior.
It was a part of me for 28 years, Jason.
You were rubbing that bubble.
Yeah.
And you would get deep in thought here in the studio. You'd be thinking about, is LeBron going to get 5? And you would start rubbing that thing like a little, almost like a lamp,
yep,
expecting that answer to come out, like that little genie, like Will, to come out of there.
Well, it was part of my brain.
Is LeBron going to get 4? Is he going to get 5? Is he the GOAT?
Yeah.
And you'd be rubbing it.
And the answer would come to me, you know, when I did it. But it's no longer with me. And honestly, ever since I got the mole removed.
Yeah, I don't think. Do you think about it?
Ever since I got the mole removed, you know, the world has gone to crap. You know, it's just true. I got it removed in December. And look what's happened in the world since December.
Is it December?
Yeah. Yeah. And when we were on, you know, we had our little 2 weeks.
We've gone to hell in a handbasket since then.
I'm sorry. But it's part of the mole magic, man. It's gone. It was keeping us all together.
Did you keep it?
No, you know what? What's crazy is they removed it. They cut it. They numb me up. They gave me a couple shots up there.
Yeah.
And they removed it, and it was nowhere near as big as it felt when I saw it off my head. You know what I mean? When it's on my head, I feel like everybody
like it's gigantic. I feel like,
yeah, I feel like you can see it like, you know, from space. You know. But when they put it in that little vial to send off to get a biopsy to make sure it's a non-cancerous,
little buddy. He could have stayed up there.
That's nothing. That ain't nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just a minor inconvenience. But anyway, all you can bring and all you wish to bring to the bubble is Luster's Pink Original Moisturizer. That's a hell of a choice.
Yeah. So in some kind of way as well to stay in touch, obviously, with the family.
Well, I think just goes to show, you know, everybody that's listening just how sort of low maintenance you and I are. You know, we were given the option to bring 3 things, and you really only opted to bring 1 thing, you know, which is amazing.
Well, you're telling me Coke will be provided.
Yes, I'm assuming that you will have access to soda.
If it's an all Pepsi, you know, campus, I'm going to need Coke.
Yeah, well.
So then I would need
it. You're just preparing for that. I like it. But anyway, we'll maybe come up with a third item later on. We got 2 weeks before play starts, so we can identify a third thing we need later. All right, when we come back, Kevin Blackstone's going to join us. We'll talk to him about what's going on in Washington, get his thoughts on the bubble, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins here with some great news. We're all in need of great news, right? There's a shortage of that these days. So the great news is that right now, the O'Call semi-annual sale is in full swing.
It's a tradition right up there with summer in Memphis. Nothing is going to stop your friends at Oak Hall from providing beautiful clothes at dramatically reduced prices. So get on over there today. You'll find savings throughout the store on men's and women's clothing, on knit shirts and sports shirts from Faraday and Peter Millar. Oak Hall has been selling so many gorgeous shirts this summer, they have a new shipment coming in every week. And for a limited time, if you buy one knit shirt, you can get a second knit shirt at half off. Or check out their five pocket pants. My five pocket pants from Peter Millar and Brax have quite literally changed my life. So take advantage of a tradition that people have waited for all year long. It is the Oak Hall semi-annual sale, and it's happening right now.
Journeys Intent LLC in Oxford, Mississippi is seeking a managing director president. Requires a bachelor's in business, tourism, conservation, environmental, or related. 24 months of experience as touring managing director. Requires travel in the U.S., Europe, Australia, and Asia for marketing and sales representation every second month for 14 days. Resumes to 1739 University Avenue, number 264, Oxford, Mississippi, 38655.
Riverside is a small batch rye whiskey crafted in Memphis, Tennessee, from the spirit of rock and roll. At 93 proof, every sip tells its own story. Join us in the Rye Rebellion and pour a glass of Riverside Rye. Cheers, y'all.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Mr. Clean. Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Made with whole grain oats, Nature Valley Crunchy Granola Bars are just as tasty on the terrace as they are on the trail, as delicious on the deck as they are on the dock. So enjoy a Nature Valley Crunchy Bar, wherever you are.
Morgan & Morgan, dial pound 529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
All right, back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is Kevin Blackstone. Follow him on Twitter at Prof Blackstone. Catch him on Around the Horn. Read him at the Washington Post. And he joins us now. Kevin, how's it hanging, man? Appreciate the time, as always.
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
You know, every day is a grind. You know what I mean? We're just trying to make it to the next one. Is all you can do. So,
but when you do, just go by the Celtic Crossing. That's my favorite bar in Memphis.
Oh, really?
Say hello to Tara, the bartender.
Wow. What sort of brought you there? I mean, I got to hear the story to this.
No, we were just some friends of mine and I. We were hanging out in Memphis last summer, just for a weekend. just guys' night out and weekend out. And Celtic Crossing was one of the places we wound up at. Had a great time. Shut it down.
Yeah, it's a great place to watch. It's a great place to watch. Like if you're into soccer or football, however you want to. Like it's an unbelievable place to. It's what they do best. It's what they do best there. So I know they appreciate the love for sure. All right, a lot to get to, Kevin. Let's sort of start with what's going on in your neck of the woods, which is the fallout with the Washington organization. And obviously Dan Snyder announced today that I think begrudgingly, like I could almost hear him doing it, gritting his teeth. But he is going to change the name of the team. When you read the statement, what was your first thought?
My first thought was, where's the apology? My second thought was, this is disingenuous because you still got the letterhead on here with the name just glaring. And my third thought was, what do you have to say about the name that you're considering, given that you haven't even given voice to or given an ear to the native folks of you who you've insulted since buying the team 21 years ago and having an opportunity to do this before. So, I didn't take that much from the letter other than it was the official announcement that they're retiring this name that, I, by the way, grew up with as a fan of the team and as a son of the city.
I guess the follow-up question would be, should we have expected him to do this kicking and screaming after we're talking about a man who said he would never do it? He feels like he's being forced here. Should we have expected this kicking and screaming? I mean, it's the right way to apologize, you and I know, but I don't know if Daniel Snyder realizes that, right? Or that we should expect him to know that, but I don't get the sense that he's, feels that need.
No, I mean, he hasn't. I mean, there's nothing altruistic about what's going on. He's being forced at the point of bayonet to change the team. Basically, sponsors, and not individual team sponsors, but sponsors for the team via the NFL, which means now it's just not your pocket, but it's the other 31 owners' pockets that are starting to be hurt. So that's why the move is being made. And, this is a guy who 7 years ago infamously said, he would never change the name and you can put never in caps. Well, never has come home to roost. And he's either got to change the name or he's got to get out of the league.
Another part of this statement, Kevin, and it's not a very long statement. I think we're actually giving it more thought than probably they did. but another part of the statement is it says Dan Snyder and Ron Rivera are working closely.
Right.
I'm just curious, did that strike you at all? Like Ron Rivera has sort of been roped into this, and is this really something that should fall on Ron Rivera to help you sort of correct the mistake?
You're exactly right. Ron Rivera's got nothing to do with this, right? I mean, Ron Rivera just got here a few months ago, and in fact, about a week ago or so, when he was asked about it. He deflected and basically said, I'm of another generation. This isn't really the time or place to have this discussion, yada, yada, yada. Then literally like 48, 72 hours later, he's like, he's part of the announcement that they're going to change the name and they're going to do so in a way that honors Native Americans and the military, which has absolutely nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that got in there. So, it's kind of sad to see because I don't know Ron Rivera, but everyone I know in the media who knows Ron Rivera from either Chicago or down with the Panthers says he's a great guy. And now all of a sudden he's having to shoulder the burden of this name change and really is being smeared, I think, in doing so. That was probably part and parcel of his being hired here. Anyone who's ever been hired here to work for Dan Snyder, if they don't carry his water, they're shown the door. So he has decided to go along with this entire charade.
School us on this one, Professor. I could really use it. I'm sort of torn on Fred Smith, FedEx's, you know, involvement in this. To one
That's
side
right,
of
your
me,
guy.
You, of course. Yeah. And one side of me wants to stand up and applaud Kevin and say, okay, good thing, right? The investors put the pressure on you guys. You guys put the pressure on. That helped get this
right.
done. But Jason Fitz, we talked to him a little bit earlier on the show. He made the point too that, well, you know, Fred could have done this a while back too. So he's been partnered with them for a while now. So he could have. So how should we feel, Kevin? Never too late to do the right thing, right? Or I mean, should we be applauding FedEx, or should we be asking the question, why didn't you do this sooner?
Right. Well, I guess FedEx has been part of this franchise since about 1999. I think that's when they signed their deal for $205 million to put their name on the stadium. I would say this, that the revelation about the origins of the name and the hurt that it has caused the Native American community has been somewhat of an evolution. When I was growing up, I was not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't start to confront it or it confront me until the 1990s. And I really didn't start writing about it, I would say, until the late 1990s. So I would say that in Fred Smith's case and in FedEx's case, I'm of the understanding that over a year ago, Fred Smith tried to either get out from under this team or buy out this team.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly in doing so would change the image and maybe the name of the team. Now, that's what I heard. But I'm going to give him some credit.
Absolutely.
That he, along with the other sponsors, but he in particular, went in and said, I can't do this anymore. You know, I would like to hear more from Fred Smith.
Sure.
But I'm going to give him credit for at least pushing back, being someone that finally pushed back in the aftermath of the George Floyd murder, mm-hmm. which caused a reckoning with racial injustice in this country, which caused people to look at imagery like this team, right along with Confederate imagery in this country, right along with Christopher Columbus, and start to say, you know what, we need to rethink. We need to rethink these images in our society and get rid of them if, in fact, they are harmful and hurtful.
Yeah, we're talking to Kevin Black at Stone. Catch him on Around the Horn. Read him at the Washington Post. In terms of sort of where this goes from here, you know, the Redskins, I think, probably had the most blatantly – you know, offensive name right left in professional sports. But, you know, you still do have the Cleveland Indians. You still do have, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Atlanta Braves. And obviously, even if the names themselves aren't offensive, there are, you know, the imagery like you talked about is there. So where does it go from here? I mean, do you think that, you know, those franchises are now sort of, you know, are their feet going to be held to the fire? I mean, what sort of do you expect, you know, what's the next thing here in this process?
Yeah, absolutely. For a number of years now, I've been working on a film called Imagining the Indian, and you can find it online, imaginingtheindian.com. We are focused on the nickname in this city because I'm from here. The people who are making the film are from here, and it's come to bother us. But we also understand that it's the biggest domino to fall. And once this domino completely falls, the others have to be reckoned with. I think that will happen. This wouldn't be a first, right? There are high schools across this country that have been changing their names away from these images for years now. We know about the colleges who have gotten away from this name. There are even pro teams previous, you know, to like our generations, right, that have gotten away from these names. So this is not a new movement, but this is certainly a movement against the most egregious of these nicknames and the one that we think if it falls, all the others will fall too.
How about the Confederate flag in Mississippi coming down? All of this, I ask you that.
How about that?
I ask you all of this to ask you. I'm hopeful that it's real change, right? That it's
right,
all
exactly.
That it's not just symbolic. Are you how I guess, how high is your optimism level? It does feel like, you know, things are changing in this country. And Kevin, I know you sense this everywhere. Young folks are on fire, man. They want the change. That's right. The best thing that really we've got going for us. You optimistic that it's gonna lead to great change in our country?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I think you've seen it already, right? I mean, Mississippi was the last state with the Confederate flag on its banner, and that came down. So, and I think you're seeing, to your point about young people, I think they are emboldened as a group.
Yes.
And I think they know that they have the inertia. And I was really impressed by the couple of football players down at Ole Miss who said, you know, we can no longer play football for this state as long as this banner's here. And so I think that carried a lot of weight at an SEC football house too. So yeah, I mean, I think this time feels different. I think people have had enough. And I think this is real. I think this is real change in it, and it feels good. But there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of work to be done, you know, obviously all of the NBA is, or at least most of the NBA is down in Orlando. They're in the bubble now, and now we wait and we cross our fingers and we hope that the protocols are enough and that we can not only start a season but also conclude one. I think, you know, the sports psyche in America is desperate for that to happen. What is sort of your confidence level in that, Kevin? I mean, do you think that the guys are going to be, for the most part, disciplined enough? I mean, we already saw Bruno Caboclo accidentally broke quarantine, and we're in like day one or day two. What sort of is your confidence level? I think like LeBron is going to be hell-bent. Like nobody's leaving their room. You know, we're not going off. Like you're not inviting anybody from outside to stay off Instagram. I'm getting number four, damn it. But I worry about sort of everybody else. What sort of is your confidence level in this working?
You know, I'm confident that the NBA is doing everything it can to make sure that this is as safe for their players and their staff as possible. But I'm not confident that it's going to work. I mean, every time you see a gathering of a few people and somebody gets tested and it's in kind of a closed environment, you get positive tests. I mean, Russell Westbrook just tested positive. You know, you look at what happened in the MLS, right? I mean, you had two teams, including the DC United, had to pull out because of all these positive tests. So, and then to have to stay in that bubble and not have it burst for 67 plus days if you make it all the way to the finals, that's hard. That's hard. And it seems like we learn more and more and forget less and less every day about this virus and how it works. So, you know, if it were me, I would just say shut the season down. You know, just like everybody around the world, 2020 gets an asterisk. we, you know, this is a collective mulligan until we figure this thing out. But like you said, you know, it's so ingrained in society. We want to see sports. It brings people together, yada, yada, yada. It makes us feel good. But while making us feel good, I feel that those guys are guinea pigs in a sense, right? And so we're just sitting back seeing what happens to them, and then we'll decide what we're going to do after that.
Yeah, no, everything. Yeah,
that's true.
Now everything sucks, right? Like everything, yep. And it's just like you're trying to choose the path of like, okay, what is the easiest, you know, sort of path to viability in these less than ideal circumstances? So nothing is perfect. Nothing is even good. Kevin, got to ask you, how many years until we see our first $1 billion quarterback in the NFL?
Wow. I was at the owners meetings in Major League Baseball when the Texas Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez to $250 million. And now we see a $500 million quarterback. And we know that the NFL's next target is to be a $25 billion corporation. So I would say sooner than later.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, some people estimated that Patrick Mahomes could have signed for more.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine that?
Yep. he actually went. Here's the truth. In 10 years, when that deal is done and he's delivered another or two or three more Super Bowls to Kansas City, we're going to look back and say he didn't get enough.
He should have gotten $1 billion.
You know, it's striking, but you know that's the market. That's the market for you, Kevin. Man, this was fantastic, man. We appreciate the time as always.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. He is Kevin Blackstone. Catch him on Around the Horn, and read him over at the Washington Post. I mean, listen, it could be Trevor Lawrence, you know, in terms of that next guy, because Lamar's going to get a big deal. He's going to get, you know, because, again, you set the market. So Deshaun. He said he's going to reset the market. Then Lamar's going to reset the market. And then you're talking about sort of the next wave of QB who are going to sign long-term deals, Trevor Lawrence. You know what I mean? I don't know if the kid from the Fields, you know, is it, I don't know sort of what his trajectory will be like, but
Ohio State.
Yeah, you know, so those are the kind of guys you think about. But I definitely, if Trevor Lawrence is who we think he is, you know, he's definitely going to be. He's going to sign a $1 billion contract. You know, when it's all said and done.
What's the cap hit on that? Like that's why.
And the cap's going to go up, is what I'm saying.
I'm saying that's why eventually you got to separate this out. If the quarterback money is going to get that high.
Yeah.
You got to separate this out and make their own deal, where it doesn't affect the rest of your squad. Because you're not gonna be able to have anybody. I know the cap's gonna go up, but does it go up to the extent that these contracts do? The money's ridiculous. I'm not gonna doubt that we get there though.
Yeah,
I mean half a freaking $1 billion for Mahomes,
dude. Justin Fields, like I don't think I realized how freaking ridiculous he was.
He does everything
at Ohio State. Do you know how many touchdowns he accounted for last year?
It was well over 50.
51. 51 touchdowns. 41 in the air. 10 on the ground.
He doesn't turn it over either.
Three picks. Yeah, right. He threw the ball 354 times.
All right, you go. We could start talking about their schedule, but either way, it's impressive.
Still, they're in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I mean,
Trevor has his run through, and he started out pretty, you know.
Yeah, Trevor finished with 36 touchdowns in the air, 9 on the ground. So not far off, but he had 8 picks.
He started out bad and cleaned that up though in terms of the picks. But yeah, it was bad to start last year.
Yeah.
Fields, I guess. Yeah, you put him in that category. Eventually, he could be there.
Got to be, man. He's got to be in that category. You know, I mean, because this dude's a beast. He's a stud. So, anyway, there you go. Thanks, Kevin Blackstone, for joining us on the show today. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game changing, summer escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Ugh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville. One of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At AutoZone, we're here to help you keep life moving. And we've got your battery needs covered. Whether it's in the form of a free test or just a free charge, we can help you start strong. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at just $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, I got an amazing delivery today from my homegirl, Glenna. She dropped off two bottles of Riverset Rye whiskey, and then she dropped off some Blue Note as well. But I want to tell you about Riverset Rye, because that is the super, that's the superstar of my bar collection at home. Had some friends over this weekend, socially distanced, of course, but they were not socially distancing from the Riverset Rye whiskey, because why would you? It is delicious. It is made right here in the city of Memphis, aged along the banks of the Mississippi River. You support locally when you buy a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey. And like I said, it's delicious. It's smooth. It's what it's supposed to be. It's rye whiskey. And best part, I don't know how they get away with it, but it's only $29.99. So ask for it wherever fine liquors are sold. It's a perfect drink. You can drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat. You can drink it as part of a cocktail. Do whatever you want. It's that versatile. Again, pick it up wherever fine liquors are sold. Just $29.99. Join the rye revolution. Go against the current. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey today.
Need a job? The Wing Guru is expanding and needs great employees. Join the fastest growing franchise in the Mid-South. For scholarship assistance and to apply, visit thewingguru.com.
Oh Lord, Jason made
now,
another
back
one.
To the Jason and John Show. Jason man, Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Go where I want, good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first play on my body, and I just check my balance. I'll probably pull up to your hood and come buy me a cap. You know that your told you that crazy. Don't think that she lied to you. And get caught with your hoe and I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney. Say I'm the GOAT, act like I don't know. And I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank. I take out 100 to show you our pockets are different. I'm out with you. I only want knowledge.
All right, so even as, you know, some places are forced to shut down or close down or temporarily close, love never stops at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They are plowing ahead. And if you've ever been on the fence about buying that special ring, well, now is the time. Stop putting it off. If you're going to ask, and you know you're going to ask, get on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 engagements is going on right now. Get 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. You spend $1,500, you get a free wedding band, and they got great options financing-wise, like 12-month deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. They've got a 365-day return policy on your made-to-order engagement ring and loose diamond. So, you know, if stuff gets sideways, I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, don't worry. You're covered at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yeah, don't be like me. Go to the mall, go to some big box store to buy something so personal, something that's going to matter as much as an engagement ring does. Believe me, it's a fool move. You can have your own jeweler. You don't have to be rich. His name can be Howie. You can do it right there at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And again, you need experts on diamonds. You find two diamonds with similar lab reports, one's clearly going to be brighter. You need a guy like Howie to point it out to you, right? Well, he knows what's going to make that fiance the happiest, and more importantly, he's not just trying to hit you for all the money you've got in your pocket. He realizes there are such things as budgets. Not all of us can spend what others can, and I personally very much appreciate it. I think you all will as well. Again, as John said, 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. It's the summer of 1,000 engagements going on right now. All five Robert Irwin Jewelers locations are online at rijewelers.com.
I'll tell you what I got to check out this afternoon. Jared Boyd, who is at the Daily Memphian, I think he may be pursuing some other things as well, but he's got an oral history up at dailymemphian.com about play a fly and nobody needs nobody. Mm, he's got an
Memphis
oral history
anthem.
Who can ever forget that 1998 hit single? I mean, it really is a Memphis anthem. You know, we think about is it up there with rap songs that you think of when you hear the word Memphis? Like, it's got to be number one or number two, right?
Yes.
What are the songs that you?
Well, now because of the Grizzlies, whoop that trick's up there.
Okay.
Yep. But this is the one that for a great many of us, and Yo Gotti's got some big hits too.
Yeah.
But this is the one for many Memphians. I mean, it's a Memphis anthem growing up, and black, white, all people have heard it all over town. But you know, for me, it's a Memphis anthem. 98. It's a good year.
98 was the song. Was the year, man. And you can read this up at dailymemphian.com. It is just very interesting to hear the history behind this thing, you know. But yeah, that's definitely a Memphis anthem. I guess like Stay Fly. I mean, is that kind of a
no?
People don't think about that one.
No.
I mean, that was 3-6 biggest
old
hit,
stuff
though.
Like In the Summer,
like
you
Late
know?
Night Tip.
Yeah, like
you know,
In the Summer was.
But I mean, there have been you know, I just feel like you're kind of stuck in that era. You know, you haven't left it, you know. Early 90s, mid-90s for you is what you think
about. I mean, A-Ball, MJG coming out hard. If you're going to have anthem, all of them
were
anthems.
But the next generation does not. The next generation does not think about, with all due respect, you know, coming out hard when they think about Memphis. You know, they're icons. We love A-Ball and MJG.
I mean, that was 94. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, the 18 to 25-year-olds today, they ain't really up on that.
Yeah, but they understand that Nobody Needs Nobody in 98 was an anthem at one point.
Oh,
they can understand
no
that coming out hard in 94
Look,
was
man,
like a Memphis anthem.
I mean,
Memphis
you're getting real defensive about 1994 today.
You know? The year I came out.
You came out hard, didn't you?
Out of high school. They wouldn't let us put it on the shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, White Station was like, no.
They wouldn't let you put Coming Out Hard on the shirts?
Not in an official capacity.
Huh. That would have been that's a great.
Made all the sense in the world.
Yeah, that's
it?
A great class sort of, you know, phrase. Coming Out Hard. We're graduating 94.
And there was a radio version that I think was fine.
Missed opportunity.
It was for us.
Missed opportunity,
then,
man. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Thanks to Paul Feinbaum. Thanks to Kevin Blackstone. Gene Otto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
She serves too. Women make up about 16% of the American Armed Forces, and they've got a story to tell.
from what it's like to wear the nation's military uniform and break glass ceilings while in the military to transitioning to civilian life when their tour of duty is complete. Stay connected to the unique perspective of female veterans at ConnectingVets.com.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine,
ConnectingVets.com.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, what happened after scooter school?
So once I got out of scooter school, My City Rides contacted me to schedule my DMV test and then reviewed the content that was going to be on that test to help me prepare.
How did they help you prepare for the DMV?
A lot of the content of scooter school covered the laws and the written exam. They also reviewed all of the documentation required to go to the DMV to get our motorcycle endorsements.
So how did it go when you got there?
Several of our classmates met at the DMV early and got in line, and then a My City Rides employee arrived with scooters for us to use during the driving portion of the test.
Nice. What equipment is provided to you?
So in addition to the scooter, My City Rides provided me with a battery charger, a disc brake lock, a chain lock, jacket, gloves, helmet, and all the paperwork associated with purchase of the scooter.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.